You do not have to be religious, know the right words, or be in a crisis to ask for a hospital chaplain. You can simply say, "Could I speak with someone from spiritual care?"
And that request can start almost anywhere. Ask your nurse, another staff member, the front desk, patient relations, or the hospital operator. If the hospital uses a different title, ask for chaplaincy, spiritual care, or pastoral care.
A chaplain meets you as you are. You might want prayer or a religious ritual, but you might also need someone to listen while you process fear, uncertainty, grief, conflict, or a difficult decision.
What if someone worries that the chaplain will push a particular belief?
Good chaplaincy is interfaith and person-centered. The CRN Do and Never standard keeps the boundary clear. Chaplains listen, respect your values, and support your choices. They never impose beliefs, manipulate vulnerability, diagnose a condition, or provide treatment.
That also means you can name what would help. You can say, "I want prayer," "I do not want prayer," "I need quiet," or "I would like someone from my own faith tradition." The chaplain may provide that care directly or help connect you with an appropriate community representative.
Here is a common hospital moment. A patient is waiting for a procedure and the family is tense. One person wants to pray, another does not, and no one knows how to talk about what they are feeling. The patient asks the nurse for a chaplain.
The chaplain arrives, asks permission to sit, and listens before offering anything. The chaplain might help the patient put concerns into words, make room for each family member, and ask whether a brief prayer, silence, or another form of support would be welcome.
If the conversation reveals a need beyond the chaplain's role, the chaplain refers. Medical questions go to the clinical team. A need for counseling or other specialized care goes to the appropriate qualified professional. Chaplains support care, they do not replace it.
For corporate chaplains and other practitioners, that is an important field lesson. Access should be simple, consent should remain visible, and a warm handoff often matters as much as the first conversation. We do not need to solve every problem to help someone reach the right support.
Timing can vary by hospital and staffing, so ask early when possible. If the need feels urgent, say that clearly. If there is an immediate safety or medical concern, alert the clinical staff right away while also requesting spiritual care.
Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, encourages this come-as-you-are approach. Your grounded takeaway is simple. Ask any hospital staff member for spiritual care. State what you need, and remember that respectful chaplain support is available without requiring you to perform, explain, or believe a certain way.